made an app to try and illustrate some of the effects that social distancing can have in terms of reducing the number of cases and the number of people that need to go to the hospital for the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, social distancing is really hard for a lot of us. You know, we're changing everything that we do. And, you know, most of what we just are familiar with are the hard aspects of it. We feel those every day, but we don't really get to see the good that we're doing. And so, you know, part of showing people that what they're doing is meaningful and valuable in terms of public health, we tried to develop this app to illustrate a little bit of what good you can do by preventing people getting sick and preventing people having to go to hospital.
And so this is in short order. I mean, is the app already live, or will you be launching it shortly?
So the app is already live. So I worked with a graduate student at Memorial, Alec Robtel, and we worked together over a few days to put the app together to support the radio interview last week on CBC.
And so is it an educational app, or is it working in real time, or is it interactive, or is it all of the above?
Right. So part of it is that there were a lot of diagrams going around about flatten the curve. And at Memorial, I teach mathematical modeling, and I wanted to illustrate the idea that there are some epidemiological features underlying those flatten the curve diagrams that you see. So some of the information that goes into the output that we provide for the computer simulations are things like the duration of the infectiousness, how long does it take for people to recover. So, you know, the curves are not just drawings, like they actually consider features of the disease. So that was part of it, like kind of an education thing to explain where the curves come from. And, you know, they're not just drawings, like they are tied into actual real biology. And then I started getting email questions from the general public, so I answered those a little bit as well. And there's like a third component that I've tried to add in now, which is comparing the curves that I have for flatten the curve to actually what's taking place now in Newfoundland. So we have number of cases in Newfoundland plotted versus time. And it's quite early. You know, we have less than 100 cases now in Newfoundland, so I haven't made this part live yet just because the data is so limited. But moving forward, I would like to show a comparison between some of the flatten the curves that we have there and the actual data for cases that we're seeing in Newfoundland and Labrador.